Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time to talk to the smartest man in football. 95.7 The Game NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Brought to you by Snake River Farms, the pioneer of American Wagyu beef. Shipped directly to your door. Order now at snakeriverfarms.com. Joining us on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers guest line, it is Baldy joining Bonte, Joe the Butcher Boy, Shasky, and Kate Scott here on the Morning Roast. And Brian, what a difference a week makes. We've been saying it all morning, just night and day from the team that we saw a week ago to the 49ers we saw last night. So I'll start big picture, and then we can get into the details and the intricacies of that win. But just big differences that you noticed last night from a week ago to last night.
Well, I mean, it started with the opening drive and really, you know, the big play by Debo, you know, not to ever really get down to the ground to keep it alive. I thought that was it. I thought that the play calling was very crisp by Kyle Shanahan. I mean, literally on that opening drive, six plays down the field, Jimmy Garoppolo didn't have to throw the ball down the field at all. I mean, it was just fly sweeps and screens for the most part. And, next thing you know, they're on the board. And I thought the offense line was really crisp. But I just thought the attention to detail all the way around was much sharper. From the offensive line to the play calling to the execution of the plays, I thought that's where the difference was last night. And you're right, Kate. I mean, it's a week-to-week league. And so, you know, when things don't work the week before, you really got to go, you know, try to get your quarterback back into a rhythm and get them some easy completions, and they did that. And, you know, I thought that's what really kind of jump-started the offense.
You know, Baldy, I want to talk about the Big Uglies because they look like a different group this week. What in the hell changed in the last 7 days with this group? Because the boogeyman, the Big Bad Wolf, Aaron Donald, they slowed him down yesterday. He was non-existent on primetime Sunday Night Football, Baldy.
Well, they didn't really run at him at all. You know, they blocked him well. I mean, Daniel Brunskill and Mike McGlinchey, they blocked him when they had the chance to block him. But the ball was out so fast, there wasn't a lot of deep throws. There wasn't a lot of deep drops to really allow him to be disruptive, you know. And so if it's balls just coming out quick, it's quick, simple reads, that's going to keep him off balance. It's not going to allow him to get going and to do what he does, which is basically ruin offenses. So I think that was it. Then the screen game was good. The times that they ran it, and then just the horizontal running game was really good. Just running away from him on the edges, the way they did with Debo on a couple of occasions. You know, so I thought it was just a good overall game plan where Aaron Donald wasn't really allowed to take over the game. And when they had to block them, they flat out blocked them. I mean, there was a couple of really good plays by both Brunskill and McGlinchey on.
You know, Brian, I'm looking at Jimmy Garoppolo. We talked about him literally nonstop last week. I mean, everybody did. And even Chris Collinsworth addressed it on the telecast. Like, everybody's asking, what's going on with Jimmy? Late in the game, it's third and, like, I don't know, 9 or 10. They're in kind of no man's land. Field goal, it's a little too long. If they punt it here, you don't want to give it back to the Rams. He scrambles and then drops the shoulder to try to plow over the guy. He doesn't get the first down, but he puts him in a position to kick that field goal. If you're on that offensive line, if you're in that huddle, what did that play mean to you when you saw Jimmy G lower the shoulder right there?
Well, it means one of them. You know, he's just one of the linemen. And that's what you see. I mean, you see a lot of toughness from him. I mean, I don't think anybody ever questions his toughness. You know, he took a shot down the field, one of the few vertical shots he took, and, you know, he had a defensive tackle coming right at him on a, you know, it was actually on the touchdown throw to George Kittle on 4th and 2. I mean, he takes a shot from the defensive tackle coming right down the gun barrel at him, and he didn't flinch. He made the right throw. So, I you know, he doesn't need to do that, you know, that part of the game like that, but I think people on that team and in that building respect the heck out of that guy. And, you know, that type of play just gets more respect, but I don't think it's ever in question, to be honest with you.
Talking with the smartest man in football, Brian Baldinger, here on the Bay Area Chevy Dealers Guest Line with Bonte, Joe, and Kate on the Morning Roast here on 95.7 The Game. Let's switch gears, talk a little bit about the defense, Brian, because last week it was all about who's this guy, Brian Allen? Why are they calling up a dude from the practice squad? Gosh, the secondary is so thin. Who wears number 48 and plays corner? And thankfully, this morning, we're talking about how great it was to have Emmanuel Mosley back and what just a performance by Jason Verrett. So what did you see from those two corners last night?
Well, you know, Kate, it's, you know, people always use the cliche that it's a quarterback-driven league, and I like to just use a play on words. It's a quarterback-driven league. And the play of Verrett and Mosley all night long was the difference in the game. You know, on their fourth down and the goal, on the 49ers' 4th and 2, they hit a home run ball to George Kittle. And on the fourth down throw in the end zone, Jason Verrett takes it away from Jared Goff. And it's just a savvy play. I mean, he's got Robert Woods just plastered the way he's supposed to. But his eyes are up. His eyes are on Goff. He reached the throw. And then he jumps Josh Reynolds and he takes it away in the end zone. And it was the difference in the game. But Verrett was excellent. Emmanuel Mosley was excellent. They've got really good receivers. All four of them are really, really talented. They're really good. And they defended them all night long. And then even watching Jason Verrett defend Gerald on the outside, the tight end Gerald. I just can't think of his name right now. I'm just kind of forgetting.
Oh, Gerald Everett. Gerald Everett. I got you, Baldy.
Yeah, sorry. Thanks.
I got you, Baldy. Come on, baby.
It's early. We understand. We do that every day.
I just blanked for a second, but it was you know, your corners, you're only going to be as good in your secondary as how your corners play, and they play a lot of zone coverage. But in that zone, they eventually become man, and you got to break on the ball. I thought Verrett could have had 3 interceptions in the game. He had excellent breaks. His eyes were good. You know, he's a talented player. He's always, you know, had his little injury going back to TCU with just staying healthy and staying on the field, but he's got excellent instincts. People question about his size, but, you know, he plays, he just knows how to play the game and keep his hands off guys and play the ball in the air, and it made a big difference last night. I thought that was probably the biggest difference defensively, is watching those two players play on the edge.
You know, speaking of number 48, Fred Warden Jr. donned that jersey in his first ever game. Fred Warner talk to Joe Shasky here, Baldy, but I got to talk about a Baylor Bear in Jamichael Hasty. He ran the ball hard yesterday, and I know you were close to that Baylor program. You love the Baylor Bears, Baldy. You love them. With Matt Rule, when he was there, now I know he's moved on to Carolina, but Jamichael Hasty, who is this guy? Because he looks like a great compliment to Raheem Mostert. He ran the ball hard yesterday in the fourth quarter.
Well, I think anybody that runs the ball for the 49ers, you better take a long, hard look at them, because they're not just throwing anybody in there. There's a certain type of back that they like. Jamichael Hasty was a 4-year player at Baylor, had some injuries. They had, you know, coaching changes. Art Briles chased out of there. Interim coach Matt Rule comes in. But Jamichael played 4 seasons there. And when Matt Rule took over, they were 2-back offense the way the 49ers are. They like the fullback on the field. You know, they ran the ball between the tackles. They wanted to run the ball. He got a chance to do it. Last night, you started to see him get some carries. And what you see is tremendous quickness and good vision. He had a 10-yard run in the fourth quarter late in the game, you know, when they're playing keep away from the Rams. And you can see all of his skills on that particular run. And, you know, whether it's, you know, Tevin Coleman or Raheem Mostert or Matt Breida or any of the guys that have been running the ball, you know, this Mike McDaniels, he has a certain eye for guys that he likes in the run game. And I think that based on what you saw last night, that you could expect to see a good deal more of Jamichael Hasty as the weeks go on as the season goes on.
All right, Baldy, let's get to my favorite player on the defense right now. I mean, this guy's the heart and soul of the team. I don't know how you can watch him and not love him. Like, I love watching elite linebacker play. I really do. And from Patrick Willis to Bowman, and now this kid, Fred Warner, number 54. How are there three guys ranked higher than him by PFF? This dude is an absolute stud. Baldy, he's underrated. Like, I don't even know how I can even bring his name up and not have people understand around the entire country how great Fred Warner is.
Well, maybe your eyes are better than the algorithms for PFF. You know,
I think they are. Baldy, I think they are.
You know, maybe they should be signing you up. I mean, look, Fred was possessed last night. He was just possessed. He refused to be blocked. He was sideline to sideline in every hit. It looked like he wanted it to be his last hit. Like, it was just impactful. And, you know, he was turning guys sideways last night, right in the hole, all the way to the sideline. When he plays like that, I mean, Fred, first of all, he's got great instincts for the game. So he's a step, you know, he's a step faster than just about anybody there. If you know the formation, you know the play. And that's Fred's study all week long to put him in position to make those type of plays. But I thought I saw what you saw last night. I thought I saw a man possessed. And sometimes after a really poor performance against the Dolphins, where you could have called out anybody on the defense the week before against the Dolphins, and you wouldn't have been wrong. That's why it's a week-to-week league. You know, you just have to go look at that film and go, that's not me. You know, that's not who we are. And I'm sure that was talked about by Robert Saleh and the whole defensive staff this week. That's not who we are, giving up 43 points like that to the stinking Dolphins. And so I think, to a man, they looked in the mirror and they said, all right, what am I going to do to be better this week, to make this team better, to make this defense better? And I think, you know, I think Fred probably took that advice. I think that's probably what he did.
Well, Baldy, hope we're talking to you after another big 49ers win next Monday. Thanks, as always, for the time and the insight. It was awesome catching up.
Okay, my pleasure, Kate. Take care, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.